NDR Info. Nachtclub.
So, bei mir im Studio in der zweiten Stunde ist, wie gesagt, die kanadische Band Close Talker. Und sie kommen beide gleich zu Wort, also Matthew und Chris von der Band. Aber wir hören erstmal Musik von ihrem neuen Album, How Do We Stay Here? Hier ist das Stück Pace. Das war so Pace von dem neuen Album How Do We Stay Here von Close Talker aus Kanada. Und bei mir im Studio sind Matt und Chris von der Band. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to see you. And it's taken me a while to actually get you in the studio because we've just been speaking off air about how many times you've already been here. You're actually, you're quite frequent visitors to Hamburg, aren't you, for one reason or another?
Yeah, it's been a handful of times over the last few years. And I think part of it is Hamburg's one of our favorite places in Europe to perform. And we've come for the Reeperbahn Festival some years and then just on tour promotion and performing live. So yeah, it's great. We really like playing here and we're happy to be in the city.
Also Chris sagt, dass sie diese Stadt sehr gerne mögen. Es ist eine ihrer Lieblingsstädte, wenn es um das Thema Konzerte geht und deshalb sind sie so häufig hier. Sie waren schon ein paar Mal wegen des Reeperbahn-Festivals hier und nun sind sie jetzt schon wieder hier und endlich mal habe ich die Gelegenheit gehabt, sie hier ins Studio einzuladen. So, the new album's been out for a few weeks now, and now the dust has settled. Are you as satisfied with it as you hoped you would be? I mean, can you view it with a little bit of hindsight now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our goals were a little bit unique going into this record. Although it might sound or seem selfish, we really set out to write and record a record for ourselves, primarily. That being said, it has been nice to receive a bit of affirmation and acclaim from others, and that's always helpful and healthy and kind of keeps us going. But now that the record has been out, we've been really pleased with how people have been receiving it. We wrote it with the intent to listen to it from start to finish, and a lot of people have been taking it in that fashion and kind of just being with the music and sitting still for a moment. So I think that's been valuable, and we're thankful for that.
Okay. Also Matt sagt, dass sie schon ein ziemlich eigenartiges Ziel hatten, was diese Platte betrifft. Sie haben das in erster Linie nur für sich selbst gemacht, um sich selbst zufriedenzustellen. Und sie freuen sich zwar, dass sie jetzt Lob und Anerkennung dafür bekommen haben inzwischen. Also die Platte ist ziemlich gut angekommen, auch bei den Kritikern. Aber letztendlich war es ein bisschen egoistisch gedacht. Sie wollten wirklich nur das für sich selber machen. Und sie stellen fest, dass die Leute, die darauf reagiert haben, dass sie alle erzählt haben, dass sie gerne das Album von vorne bis hinten durchhören. Und es ist wirklich so ein einheitliches Erlebnis. Und das finden sie wichtig, dass die Leute sich Zeit lassen, um die Musik dann richtig so effektiv zu konsumieren. I mean, was it different with the other albums? Weren't you doing the other albums for yourself, not to the same extent? Did you have an audience more in mind with the other albums then?
I think the big difference with this process was that we kind of closed the door on a lot of outside voices and opinions, and it was just like, let's, the three of us, go in a room and just focus on what we want to produce ourselves. And it was like the sole purpose was that goal of protecting that group. I think in past albums we've tried to achieve that, but we've like reflected on it a bit ourselves, and I think the past albums needed to happen for us to be able to make this one. We're still proud of the previous albums, but this one is like definitely, I think, our most proudest work and something that we feel really represents us as a band. So like it's interesting every time we put an album out, it's like, this is the best thing we've ever done. It's always that same answer. And I hope I'll continue to have that answer every time we're putting something new out. But I think this is something that we had a very focused goal, and the experience from our previous works to really nail down what our goal was and go after that.
Well, if you get to the stage where you think, well, this album is worse than the last one, you've probably got problems.
Exactly. Yeah. This album, we decided not to put too much thought into outside thought and just lean into the confidence that we've developed as a band. And as Chris said, those past albums have all developed and worked towards where we are now. And we just wanted to lean into that and just see, hey, what would happen if it was just us trapped in a studio in the dead of winter in Canada, and how do we stay here is what popped out.
Okay. Ja, Sie sagen, dass in der Vergangenheit haben Sie mehr auf andere Leute gehört, also auf Vorschläge und Empfehlungen von anderen Menschen, die es natürlich mit der Band gut meinen, aber Sie wollten wirklich unabhängig sein in diesem Fall. Sie wollten sich nicht beeinflussen lassen von anderen Stimmen auf irgendeine Weise. Und das ist das, was Sie meinen, indem Sie gesagt haben, die wollen es nur für sich machen, dieses Album. Und Sie haben sich nicht beeinflussen lassen von anderen Menschen, von Außenseiten sozusagen. Und Sie denken, dass es tatsächlich dann gut funktioniert hat. Und Sie sehen auch den Unterschied zwischen dieser Platte und den Platten davor. Es ist jetzt das dritte richtige Album. Und es ist auf jeden Fall das Album, auf dem Sie am meisten stolz sind. Und Sie stellen schon fest, dass es, Sie haben wirklich so einen großen Sprung gemacht. Und Sie sind wirklich sehr damit zufrieden. And you did actually produce it yourself completely, didn't you? Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that prevented, obviously, anybody else having an influence that you maybe wouldn't really appreciate or wouldn't really share. And it made it your own piece of work 100%.
Yeah. As we said, we just decided to kind of lean into what it is we had learned from working with outside artists in the past and things like that. But this one, we just wanted to hold close to our chest and see what the outcome would be. And quite honestly, I think we're really pleased with the results. I think there's a more quiet confidence about this record, or a sense of self-assurance that we're confident in the steps and the decisions we've made. And I think sonically and musically, the result has actually been, if anything, a little bit more modest arrangements or simple or kind of a little bit more straight to the point. So I think that's been refreshing for us, because in the past we've been maybe a little bit more excitable or starry-eyed about music. And this, I think, was a more focused approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we weren't totally alone in the studio either. We were working with an engineer by the name of Rob Morrison, and he's worked with us in various capacities over the last few years and is just like a very trusted engineer that and friend that we like working with. So he was very instrumental in like achieving what our goals were. So that was like, there was a fourth very integral person in the project.
You could really depend on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ja, Sie sagen, dass Sie tatsächlich so eine Art neues Selbstbewusstsein erkennen, also was die Band betrifft. Und Sie waren vorher auch nicht wenig selbstbewusst, aber jetzt sind Sie einfach noch souveräner geworden und haben das Gefühl, wirklich Ihr Handwerk hundertprozentig zu beherrschen. Auf der anderen Seite ist es teilweise musikalisch bescheidener, sagen die, also relativ schlicht. Also in der Vergangenheit waren sie manchmal ein bisschen zu ehrgeizig vielleicht, was die Arrangements betrifft. Und sie wollten es deshalb diesmal ein bisschen schlichter halten, dass sie es mehr auf den Punkt bringen. Und sie haben auch zwar keinen Produzenten gehabt, sie haben das alles selbst produziert, aber sie haben schon einen Toningenieur gehabt, ein guter Freund Rob Morrison, auf den sie sich hundertprozentig verlassen können, der dafür gesorgt hat, dass das Feeling, das sie vermitteln wollten, dass es tatsächlich dann umgesetzt werden könnte. The next track we're going to hear actually is Void, the first track on the album, which I think, in a sense, it sums up what you were saying about the self-assurance, because I think it's interesting the way that the vocals don't actually kick in until quite late. And it seems to be just like a very self-assured start to an album, where no unnecessary excitement, just take it at your own pace.
Yeah.
You know, and not, it doesn't sound as if you're kind of being over hasty in any way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was exactly the point. We wanted to kind of set a tone and maybe even encourage a little bit of patience, that like just sit down and kind of buckle up for the record and press pause on the busyness of life for a bit. So the idea with the opening track and the fact that the melodies and as you said, the vocals take their time, it was all kind of intentional to set a tone.
Okay. Ja, das Stück, das wir jetzt hören, ist das erste Stück auf dem Album Void. Und Martin sagt, dass es Absicht ist, dass der Gesang sich erst später einsetzt in dem Song. Es war eigentlich so ein Zeichen dafür, dass der Hörer ein bisschen Geduld haben sollte. Er sollte tatsächlich so eine Art so Pause-Taste drücken in seinem Leben, damit er dann irgendwie sich ein bisschen entspannen kann, um sich damit mit dem Album auseinanderzusetzen. Und es ist einfach so ein Hinweis drauf, also wie man im Prinzip mit dieser Platte umgehen soll, wenn man sie dann hört. Wir hören also Void jetzt von Close Talker, von dem neuen Album How Do We Stay Here. Das war also Void von Close Talker aus Kanada, von dem neuen Album How Do We Stay Here. It is officially your third album, isn't it? But I think there was a another first album which nobody heard, or very few people heard. Maybe only people in Saskatoon, is that
yeah,
right?
Our very first effort was an EP called Timbers, and it was quite literally the first songs we ever wrote, and we were the Christmas break between terms of school. We recorded it very, very fast, and it was exciting, and it was just raw energy, and that was the beginnings.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, part of the, like, even the history of the band is when we started, it was kind of just like a fun thing to do, and we were taking it seriously, but it was
just raw instincts.
Yeah, and it was also like we were in school and we had different priorities in life, and then after sort of we put our, what we call our first real album with Flux, is that's when things started to get more and more serious. So it's like interesting looking back on that era of the music, because we were in a very different place musically and like within the whole music industry as well.
Yeah, so you've known each other for a long time, obviously, if you went to school together.
Yeah.
Evidently, yeah. So, I mean, you said it was the Flux album which actually made you realise that you'd found your feet and you were going to take it seriously. Mm-hmm. And before then, were you planning to be doctors and lawyers or...?
I got a degree in engineering, actually.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So you got something to fall back on.
It was never that plan, but I got graduated, and then the next day we basically left on tour, and I was like, this is what I want to do right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It might come in useful. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Ja, die haben sich als Schüler schon kennengelernt. Sie kennen sich schon also eine halbe Ewigkeit. Und als sie angefangen haben, war es nur so eine spaßige Angelegenheit, eine Band in der Schule halt. Und es war ihnen nicht klar, dass sie wirklich das ernst meinen würden oder dass es wirklich so langlebig sein könnte. Und es gab ein erstes Album und eine EP, die wir alle nicht kennen. Timbers hieß es, glaube ich. Und das waren die ersten Songs. Und es war wirklich so eine lustige Sache. Aber dann erst mal den Flux-Album wurde es ihnen eigentlich klar, dass sie das ernst meinen. Chris hat allerdings hat ein Studium abgeschlossen. Er ist Ingenieur. Also hatte auf jeden Fall die Möglichkeit, auf irgendwas anderes zurückzugreifen, falls es mit der Band irgendwann nicht klappen sollte. Is there a track actually going back in time now where we can hear a song from that Flux album? I mean, is there a song which you could actually pin down? You think, well, that is the time when we really had found our feet, and this is a band, and it's really coming to, you know, coming to a sort of fruition or a kind of maturity.
Sure, yeah, a track that has kind of stood the test of time for us, and even in our live performance, there's a song entitled Heads, and that was the first song we decided to do a music video for and try to, I guess, branch out beyond our hometown of Saskatoon. So that might be kind of a pivotal song for us.
Oh, can you still play it live? Okay.
I think we could stumble through it, yeah.
Okay. Also wir hören gleich ein Stück von ihrem Debütalbum, ihr erstes richtiges Album, Flux, und zwar das Stück Heads. Und Matt meint, das war das Stück, wo sie wirklich sagen konnten, dass sie das Gefühl hatten, eine gewisse Reife erreicht zu haben. Und es ist ein Song, den sie immer noch gerne live spielen. Und es war ihnen klar, als sie das Lied komponiert haben, dass es möglich wäre, tatsächlich eine Karriere zu machen und vielleicht außerhalb ihrer Heimatstadt Saskatoon tatsächlich irgendwas zu erreichen. So which year was that again now? 2013, was it?
14.
Okay, yeah. 2014, 2014. Von dem Album Flux, here's Close Talk mit Heads. Das also Heads von Flux von ihrem ersten Album. Das war 2014. Und Matt und Chris sind bei mir jetzt im Studio. Es gibt ein neues Album, drittes Album, How Do We Stay Here? And Saskatoon, you might be sick of talking about Saskatoon, but I think it's interesting in a way because, you know, people go from Germany over to the other side of the Atlantic. They tend to go to New York or LA on a holiday, or maybe Florida if they want to go to a beach. And if they go to Canada, which is unlikely, it's only going to be Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver.
Exactly.
So, and nobody's ever been to Saskatoon, which makes it so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it as interesting as it sounds to us, as romantic as it sounds to us? Is it just like a normal place to grow up?
I actually, to contradict that, I took a train from Toronto to Saskatoon in August this year, and I met a couple from Germany. They're from Hamburg area. So there are a select few, but...
Just to disprove my theory immediately.
Just to disprove it a little bit, but typically when we're talking to people from anywhere in Europe, really, they'll ask where we're from, and we say Saskatoon, and it's just right over their heads, because no one really would ever hear about our hometown. And
they will ask, is that close to Toronto? which is, it's about a 30-hour drive by car.
Okay. So you just have to put up with people's ignorance. And
well, and I would totally get it too, because there's lots of places in the world that I wouldn't know where they are geographically or what the cities are about. So I definitely understand. But
is it a cool place to be musically?
It has some really special moments. I think we attribute a lot of our music upbringings and even creatively as a band to the climate there. We have very long and cold winters, and that forces us inside often. And
to be creative.
And so we capitalize on that time and just be creative and play music. So that's something that's unique about our hometown, is that we can really dive into those things and spend a lot of time. It's a smaller community, but it's a very supportive community as well.
Okay. Ja, Saskatoon ist eine Stadt, die wir die meisten von uns nicht gut kennen, aber im Zweifel waren wir noch nicht da. Und also Chris meinte zwar, er hat tatsächlich ein paar aus Hamburg kennengelernt, das tatsächlich auf dem Weg nach Saskatoon war einmal, von Toronto aus. Aber in der Regel ist es tatsächlich so, dass viele Leute wissen gar nicht, wo es eigentlich ist. Und sie haben sich daran gewöhnt, dass die Leute ein bisschen ignorant sind, was das Thema betrifft, aber das macht ihnen nichts. Sie sagen, war eigentlich sehr schön und so eine wertvolle Kindheit oder Jugend, die sie da verbracht haben. Also die Winter sind so lang und kalt, dass man dazu ermutigt wird, kreativ zu sein. Man muss natürlich drinnen bleiben, man kann nicht sich draußen aufhalten. Und deshalb, das fördert die Kreativität, ihrer Ansicht nach. Und es hat möglicherweise wirklich dazu beigetragen, dass die Band jetzt tatsächlich so effektiv zusammen gut, also funktioniert. I mean, it's obviously the case that you've always had a knack for melody. And I think it's interesting. On the one hand, it's palatable, but it's not in this kind of cozy, safe zone.
Yeah.
So to my mind, this is why you're here. It still qualifies as indie rock as opposed to mainstream pop or whatever.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And it's a fine... Sometimes you talk about fine lines, aren't we? But, I mean, is it purposefully that the case that you're treading this fine line?
I'm not sure if I can answer that definitively. However, I think it's always been a priority for us to write music that has longevity for us and that will stand the test of time. And in particular, with our new record, that was a very important goal that we kind of filtered decisions through. We didn't want to do anything that was too current or felt hollow in any way, that was like, oh, this will get us on the radio, or this is the right decision. We wanted to exclusively make decisions, and I think that translates sonically to melodies and music that we would appreciate in 10 years' time as well as tomorrow. So that being said, I think, yeah, we're conscious about it, but not too conscious. Like, we still obviously enjoy pop songs and pop sensibility, but we're cautious not to try to write a top 40 song. That's not our personality or our goal or our musical DNA.
Although in a just world, the change it brings should be a top 40 song, shouldn't it?
Maybe that one is catchy. I'll say that. That one's catchy.
Ja, Sie sagen, dass Sie nicht bewusst kommerziell ausgerichtet sind. Auf der einen Seite ist Ihre Musik zwar melodisch und eingängig, auf der anderen Seite sorgen Sie dafür, dass es nie so kitschig ist und dass es nicht so lieblich ist. Und es klingt deshalb doch nicht wie Mainstream-Pop. Es ist doch immer noch so eher Indie-Rock eigentlich im weiten Sinne. Und es gibt zwar Songs, die besonders ansteckende Melodien sind, wie zum Beispiel das Stück »The Change It Brings«. Und ich sagte, in der gerechten Welt wäre es eigentlich ein Hitstück. Und ja, für meine Begriffe ist es auch so. Aber es ist natürlich nicht wirklich in den Charts, weder hier noch irgendwo anders. Und Sie sagen, dass es Ihnen schon wichtig ist, dass Sie Musik schreiben, die eine Langlebigkeit hat. Dass Sie das Gefühl haben, in 10 Jahren würde man das immer noch hören können. Und man würde nicht denken, es klingt wie Schnee von gestern. Also deshalb soll die Musik nicht zu sehr zeitgemäß klingen, also nicht offensichtlich zeitgemäß. Und auch nicht hohl und oberflächlich. Also das ist letztendlich Ihr Ziel. Und wir hören das Stück jetzt, The Change It Brings, von dem neuen Album How Do We Stay Here von Close Talker. Das war The Change It Brings von Close Talker. Und bei mir sind immer noch Matt und Chris von der Band. Another maybe obvious comment to make as well is that there's a melancholy about the music, but it's always like a positive kind of melancholy. It's not kind of miserable melancholy. It's weird. It kind of seems to be as if you're almost torn two ways. It's I mean, it's just the kind of people you are, the kind of guys you are, where you kind of, there's a positive spin at the end of it.
Yeah, I think the more I've thought about that, the more I realize that the three of us are very, very sentimental people.
Okay.
And we, yeah, really like to dive into all types of emotions, like when we're feeling very happy or very positive about something, we'll still like reflect on that of why is that such a positive memory? Like what makes that so special? So I think we are always like looking for meaning within different moments that that happen in our lives. And this album is kind of trying to encompass all that in each song in their own way, is trying to, like the title is How Do We Stay Here? It's about these positive or monumental moments that you recognize and it's like, how can I keep this going or how can I stay in this moment or this feeling? And I think even looking back on positive memories, it for me, that nostalgia feeling is like, maybe it's a bit melancholic to feel that way. Even though it's a positive feeling.
Right, because nostalgia can be a bit melancholic because it's behind us now. Yeah. Okay. Ja, ich habe Sie auf das Thema Melancholie angesprochen, weil für mich strahlt die Musik so eine positive Melancholie aus. Und das haben Sie im Prinzip bestätigt. Aber Sie meinen, dass es eigentlich daran liegt, oder Chris sagt, dass es eigentlich darum geht, dass Sie beide ziemlich sentimentale Typen sind. Und Sie haben viele positive Erinnerungen, an die Sie gerne zurückdenken. Aber diese nostalgischen Gefühle sind dann zwangsläufig etwas melancholisch, weil sie natürlich zur Vergangenheit gehören. Und das ist auch die Bedeutung von dem Albumtitel How Do We Stay Here? Mit Fragezeichen. Also wie bleiben wir dabei? Und wie können wir das dann fortsetzen? Im Grunde genommen geht es darum, dass die Songs bestehen aus positiven Augenblicken in ihrem Leben, an die sie gerne zurückdenken. Aber wie gesagt, mit etwas Wehmut, ein bisschen wehmütig dabei. Aber sie haben das Bedürfnis, dass tatsächlich so die positiven Erlebnisse, die sie haben, irgendwie weiter fortzusetzen oder ein neues Kapitel zu finden, damit das Leben weiterhin so positiv verläuft. Do you want to make a choice now of a song to hear? I've been choosing the songs up to now. I mean, do you have a personal favorite or doesn't that really come into your equation on the new album?
Yeah, I think one of my favorites right now is a song called Arm's Length. It was one of the first ones that we wrote as part of this album, and we're playing it live on this tour right now, and it's, I think it really the lyrics in it mean a lot to me, but I'm just very proud of that one.
Okay, yeah. And it's also quite a poppy one, isn't it? In a sense, I mean, it sounds like, I can imagine it's a song like, not everybody's going to be a fan of Close Talk, but I mean, I can imagine if somebody was not quite sure whether they listen to this kind of music, then that is maybe a song that can actually convert them, you know what I mean? Because it's maybe. You know, because a bit more poppy.
Sure, yeah, you know, it's a bit more poppy, but it's also like explores a lot of different, like, it's a different pace than some of our other songs. It's a little slower tempo, so I think. Like what Matt was talking about earlier with a quiet confidence and just leaning back a little bit. That's, I think, what this song
accomplishes. So it feels a bit like new territory for you in a way.
Yeah,
it's a little more sparse and just, this sounds cliche to say, but it just is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're okay with it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ja, wir hören ein Stück, das Sie jetzt beide besonders gerne mögen. Ich habe Ihnen die Gelegenheit gegeben, auch selbst ein Stück auszusuchen, freundlicherweise. An Arm's Length, haben Sie gesagt, würden Sie gerne hören jetzt. Es ist besonders gelungen, finden Sie. Es ist ein bisschen Neuland für Sie gewissermaßen, weil es ist ein bisschen poppiger als die anderen Songs zum Teil. Aber es ist auch ein bisschen relativ langsam für Ihre Verhältnisse und ziemlich schlicht und sparsam arrangiert. Und Matt sagt, es ist zwar ein Klischee, aber das Lied ist einfach, wie es ist. Er meinte, man kann es eigentlich nicht näher beschreiben, aber sie sind auch sehr zufrieden damit. Es ist also Arm's Length von dem Arm How Do We Stay Here von Close Talker. Das war also Arm's Length von Close Talker, von ihrem neuen dritten Album How Do We Stay Here. And has it always been the case that you've been kind of understated in a sense? You come over as being, and it seems to be very fitting to the music you make as well. You're not guys who are going to get kind of brash and arrogant about things. You know, it's as if you kind of, you sound very down to earth, and I think that comes over as the music. It's not pretentious in any way. It's just so obviously sincere. You know, it's like an open book in a way. You know, that's the impression I get.
Yeah, I think I'm thankful for your impression. I think we are quite sincere, and naturally that will ooze out in the music. And I think that's just very organic and just translates from who we are as people. We're all very close friends and musical collaborators, and I think it's just the natural reaction of that.
Okay. And you think the same?
Yeah, I'd agree. Like, Matt and I have known each other for over 20 years now, so we've spent most of our lives together, and growing up, like I know everything that he's been through, and he knows everything about me. So it's that friendship that we have definitely reflects in our relationship, but in the music as well.
Yeah.
I think our like upbringing, coming from Saskatoon, to bring it back there, it's a pretty humble place. It's a city, but it's a small enough place that you have to be a good person to survive.
there's accountability.
Yeah, there's accountability. Everyone knows who you are, even though it is like a larger city in our province.
So if you get a bad reputation, you've just got to leave, really.
Probably, yeah. It's not a type of place where it's who's the king of the hill and you climb on others to elevate yourself. It's quite the contrary. Everyone celebrates everyone, and within the art scene and even just across the board and all kind of parts of life. So we're thankful to be from there. Yeah.
I've noticed two different musicians that we've met touring or playing shows with, and we like hang out a bit before or after the show and like can kind of tune into something and then find out 5 minutes later that they grew up in Saskatchewan as well, like where we're from. And it's just like makes so much sense.
There's a prairie camaraderie.
Okay, yeah. That's interesting that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you react to musicians if you bump into them where they obviously come from a completely different mindset, where it's just a lot more based on ego? And I mean, you must experience that. I mean, do you just shrug that off, or do you actually feel offended by that, or do you just don't care?
I would say we're quick to shrug it off, or we don't take it to heart or anything. Sometimes musicians or artists can have the mentality of, well, if they buy your band t-shirt, it means they're not buying my band t-shirt, and there's this competition vibe, and we obviously do not subscribe to that, nor do we let it bother us. I think we're just kind of like, oh, well, that's nearsighted of them. That's their loss. Yeah. We'll just focus on the music. That's enough for us.
Okay. Ja, ich meinte, dass die beiden sehr bodenständig rüberkommen, also offensichtlich aufrichtig. Also, und ich finde, das wird in der Musik reflektiert. Es ist eine Musik, die in der Hinsicht, man muss sie nicht erklären eigentlich, ist gar nicht erklärungsbedürftig, so offensichtlich, ist so eine Transparenz, dass sie diese Aufrichtigkeit ausstrahlen. Und ja, die sind natürlich froh darüber, dass ich das so sehe. Aber die haben das im Grunde genommen bestätigt und sie meinen, dass sie einfach immer so waren. Und sie kennen sich seit ihrer Kindheit und es hat wahrscheinlich viel damit zu tun. Sie sind befreundet seit über 20 Jahren und sie kennen sich deshalb in- und auswendig und sie wissen alles, was der andere erlebt hat. Und das ist so eine tiefe Verbundenheit da. Und vielleicht trägt das auch zu der Bodenständigkeit bei. Und dazu kommt auch die Heimatstadt, spielt eine Rolle. Also Saskatoon, er meinte, es ist ein Ort, wo man eigentlich gezwungen wird, ein bisschen demütig zu sein. Und man muss eigentlich ein guter Mensch sein, sonst wird man dann ausgeschlossen von der Gemeinschaft. Also jeder kennt jeden und man kann sich das nicht leisten, so einen schlechten Ruf zu bekommen. Sonst fliegt man quasi raus aus der Gemeinschaft. Und deshalb ist es nicht möglich, besonders egozentrisch zu sein. Und sie sind natürlich im Laufe der Jahre, haben sie Musiker kennengelernt, die tatsächlich ganz anders ticken, die egozentrisch sind, aber das finden sie eigentlich eher lustig und das nehmen sie dann mit in Kauf. It seems to me also the fact that, I mean, the songwriting craft is of paramount importance to you. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing which I've noticed. I'm not saying this is a criticism, but I'm just saying that it seems to be more important than experimenting. I mean, you said, for example, the song Arm's Length, mm-hmm. It's like kind of new territory for you.
A little bit.
But at the end of the day, I think it's like, first and foremost, each time I get the impression you're trying to write some sort of, you know, trying to a classic pop song as it should be in the traditional sense? And is that what motivates you more than anything else? When you get other musicians who, they don't not really care about the song as a form at all. All they're thinking about is trying to push the envelope and trying to be innovative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think we, that's something we are always wrestling with, and I think conscious of. But again, for this album specifically, we wanted to feel liberated to be able to experiment and not feel so constrained by that little voice in your head being like, we need to rush to the chorus. We need to get to that melody because that's what will grab people. So for example, like the top of the record, the start, it begins with Void, which is the furthest thing from a pop song on the record. There's like one lyric and one melody like 2 minutes into the song, and then the second track is just part A and part B. It's a song called Wait, and so there isn't really a traditional chorus or a pop song structure until about like 10 minutes into the record. So I think we felt liberated to be able to do that and feel confident in that. But then there's other songs on the record that do follow a little bit more of a traditional pop sensibility or pop structure. So I think, to be quite honest, we just wanted to do what felt good and right. So I don't want to undermine us or come across as unintentional, because that would be inaccurate. But the truth is, we just followed kind of our instincts and just did what felt right.
So some of it turns out the more traditional, and other parts a bit more experimental.
And I think that's even what you're talking about with the line between, like, we have different artists that we'll have on the spectrum, but going mainstream pop to very experimental, and I think we try to find that line and just like sit on that fence or something.
Yeah.
Right.
In this album, I think it's more on the pop side than the experimental side, but we do like to challenge ourselves in songwriting form and progressions and so
it's a question of balance, isn't it?
And I think for us, maybe that fine line that Chris was talking about maybe fluctuates song by song or even day by day, just depending on our mood.
Ja, ich sagte, dass die Band meiner Ansicht nach ziemlich traditionsbewusst ist. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass es ihnen wichtiger ist, eigentlich wirklich schöne konventionelle Songs zu komponieren, als experimentieren. Und das sehen sie nicht ganz so. Sie meinen gerade, was der Anfang der Platte betrifft, die ersten paar Songs, Void und Wait, haben schon etwas experimentelle Komponenten, indem sie nicht so klassische Refrains haben. Und erst bei dem dritten Stück, dann irgendwie wird es ein bisschen eingängiger. Aber sie meinen, es ist letztendlich eine Frage der Perspektive und eine Frage auch vom Gleichgewicht. Sie wollen tatsächlich dann das Beste von beiden Welten. Auf der einen Seite wollen sie natürlich schon musikalisch ambitioniert sein. Auf der anderen Seite wollen sie auch vernünftige Songs komponieren. Und es ist letztendlich eine Frage von dem Gleichgewicht, Balance eigentlich. Also sie wollen eigentlich so das Beste von beiden Welten. Und letztendlich war es auch so, dass die Absicht war, einfach sich selbst treu zu bleiben. Also das zu machen, was ihnen gefällt und wo sie das Gefühl hatten, dass es dann sich gut anhört und sich gut anfühlt. Also das ist letztendlich für sie der absolute Maßstab. Okay, we're running out of time now. Thanks very much for coming down. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Good to see you. And again, to finish off, why not choose a song yourselves?
Ooh, what do you think, Chris?
I picked the last one. I think it's your turn.
Refuge. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't
it? Yeah, let's play Refuge, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's the closing track.
Right, well, thanks very much anyway. Good to see you.
Yes, thank you.
So, wir hören jetzt zum Schluss der Sendung, und das passt auch ganz gut, das letzte Stück auf dem Album Refuge von ihrem aktuellen Album, How Do We Stay Here. Bei mir im Studio waren Matt und Chris von der Band Close Talker aus Kanada. Und das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Baskerville. Ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.